This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Sports Radio 94WIP. This is the afternoon show. Broads in for the fellas. Switching gears a little bit all throughout the program today. Talking about our basketball team, because I'm obsessed with trying to get them back. That's the reality. I will lose sleep trying to get the Sixers back. I will lose hours and hours and hours of my body regenerating, which is just another way to say sleep, thinking about getting my basketball team back on the floor with competence. I demand October, November, December to see a squad worth my time. That's the standard I'm setting. Now, I guess that's a different description for everybody. I don't know. My version of competence and worth of time could be different than your version of competence and worth of time. But where my needle is, it needs to be in some variation of worth my time. Maybe the youth, Maxey, McCain, VJ Edgecombe can be enough. There was a time there before Jerry McCain got injured that I was actually fascinated on a night-to-night basis. It was very short-lived, but to see what Jared McCain could give me as a young baller who didn't give a damn about what you thought about his nails. The dude was just nails on the floor. And then, unfortunately, we had to deal with his injury. And where is he going to start the year?
I was wearing rookie red the other day, actually.
You were rocking the rookie red?
Rookie red on my nails, you know?
How many different new nails did he come out with? New nail polish?
I don't know.
Was it three? I saw his post on Twitter, I think he put a post where he had a couple of different colors. I assume that's what is it, rookie red?
He was on a podcast with Funny Marco.
Oh, okay.
And I went through all of his names, all his colors.
Rookie red. Listen, I will say this.
It's something.
I don't relate, but I can't express this enough. In a professional league, in professional sports, where you're going in a league with grown men who's 40 years old, who don't relate to a young 18, 19-year-old kid, to just straight up not give a you-know-what and say, this is who I am. I don't care if you like it or not. That is not easy to do.
We needed so much more of it in everywhere in the world, man. Just be yourself.
Yeah.
Be yourself.
He doesn't care.
Yeah. You know how much easier it is to relate to you when you're having these problems on the court, on the diamond, on the football field? When you are being yourself, just be yourself, man. That's what he does.
And he does on the court, too.
Yes,
and
exactly.
He can play. He can play.
That's why I respect him to 100%.
And it makes it a lot easier to do that type of stuff when you can play. And he can play. So, VJ, McCain, Maxey, are we going to watch these three young men perform at a high enough clip where we are satisfied and the Embiid and Paul George stuff isn't as nasty? It's not as sour. But here's the thing, as I talk out loud, and we'll get back to the phones in a second here at 215-592-9494. If we are enjoying McCain, Maxey, and VJ, there's probably going to be an element of, instead of it overpowering and outweighing the nonsense of Embiid and Paul George, it'll probably make us go, if only. Because if you could just get a better version of those two and you apply that to the fun, exciting, hypothetical three young man tandem, then we're missing out on a potential opportunity to do something more fun. So we look at it as the glass half full in that instance, the glass half empty, instead of the glass half full being you have fun youth.
Yes.
If that makes sense to everybody.
Yeah,
it makes sense to me.
Right.
If it makes sense to me, then that's all that matters. But
that's it.
But, you know, that's a very flawed way of thinking in this industry. Let's go to the boats. Let's go to Jay. You're on WIP. What's up, Jay?
Yo, bros. How you feeling, man?
Good. How are you, man?
Hey, man, I'm good, man. When TK was on the midday show, man, I told him, man, his and your energy, the two best energies, man, on the station. Man.
I appreciate that, dude. Thank you so much.
Yes, sir. So the Sixers, man, like, people are saying we this many years or that many years away. I have no idea because Maxey and McCain can't be a starting backcourt for a championship contender.
Yeah, they're small.
They're just too small.
Yeah, they're
too small.
Yeah.
They're too small. But we got VJ. So if VJ can be a shooting guard, hey, man, then one of those guys got to go if it works out.
Can you find a way for it to work in a... Oh, I'm only asking this because watching the Thunder, watching the Pacers, I'm seeing teams with a lot of depth and a lot of reliable guys. Can one be a sixth man? Can McCain be a sixth man or something?
But those teams are built perfectly. You know, we would have to be built like Cleveland. You got to have length, rim protectors. You know what I'm saying?
And Cleveland,
you
know, scares me, to be honest with you. Yeah.
But that's what we would have to be.
Hey, how you?
What's good?
I don't know what that was.
I think Jay ran into someone.
Yeah, I didn't know what that was. I'd pot him down real quick. Didn't know what was going to come from that conversation, especially the guy not knowing that he's talking to all of Philadelphia right now.
Yo, this man just straight up said, screw WIP. What up?
The 30th time this has happened with where it becomes one caller, turns into seven of them all in one phone call. This happens to us all the time, man.
Oh, man, that's
good stuff.
Yeah,
good stuff.
I appreciate it, Jay. I appreciate it. Okay, this segment is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers for the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget. Visit the home team at Mark's. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. Now, I want to let everybody know, I gave Alex the opportunity to do everyone's favorite segment, Top 5 at 5. And I gave him the option. This man looked at me and said,
listen,
I don't want to do that piece of crap. I was like, whoa.
Wow.
Dude, I mean, if that's how you feel, you're going to say that about Jack, Mr. Baseball Guy, is now getting disrespected by another baseball guy and his segment. But all right, that's how you feel.
I'm very excited to get that done at some point, but I've also heard some rough ones that were forced early on, and I don't. And if I show up here at this time slot in any time in my life, I'm going to give the best I can. And it wasn't going to be today. You threw that on
me one minute before I got here. Why not today?
Because if I rushed back here to get that top five together,
rush?
It would have been the worst five.
Well, then maybe that's part of the worst top five that you could come up with under pressure.
Oh, that would have been a good one.
That would have been a good one.
But when I come all the way.
Oh,
all
Jesus.
Right?
Oh, God. Oh,
I said it.
That
all right?
Herb, I'm
for top five
to get us
fives.
Back on track. I'm going to Herb.
Oh, great!
Wow, Herb, help me.
What's up, brother?
How are we today, Herb?
Just sitting, relaxing.
Sitting, relaxing.
Get up early tomorrow.
Okay.
Get up early. Pick up.
Talk?
One of the boss's cars and driving down to Cape May.
Did you get Rick Tockett yet in that car of yours?
They canceled. He canceled the trip or something.
What the hell? Why?
I don't know.
I'll call my people, Herb. Don't worry.
But I'm going to tell you, the Flyers are going to make the playoffs this year.
Wow.
I'm going to have a talk with Briere in the next couple weeks down at Voorhees. And he knows what I'm going to be talking about. And I got a new system that I'm bringing in to the Flyers. Something that I trying to get the Sixers to believe in me too, okay,
mm-hmm.
about rest and being ready on game day, okay? I'm not going to talk about too much of what I've been talking about because I don't want other people out there that are listening right now, you know what I mean?
That's a good point. Yeah, they'll steal everything.
All I can say is what I got is something that's good because I already talked to some ex-hockey players and some other people, okay, and they believe in my system. So anyway, other than that, the Phillies, there's about three teams that they've been talking to, Oakland A's, Cleveland Guardians, and the Pittsburgh Pirates. So we'll see what they come up with. We know we need a fireballer. We know we need a hot bat in the outfield. This team is ready to win now if they do what I say.
Well, what do you say? What can you tell us on
what
the Phillies?
What I'm saying is stop swinging at bad pitches.
Oh, that's right. I knew this.
Go. Stop swinging at the first pitch with bases loaded, okay? Or second and third. Let's get the runners in, okay?
Smart.
I don't care if you hit five singles in a row. Stop trying to, if you go for the fence, okay, whatever, okay? If you get your pitch. The idea in baseball is see the ball and hit the ball. See, you have to be ready, man. You have to be ready on every pitch. There's no, you take one pitch and you're getting ready for the second, third, fourth. Work the pitcher. Get them behind in the count. Get them 3-1.
Yep.
Get them in the hitting. Get in the hitting zone, man. Get yourself in the hitting zone, man.
Herb, did you watch Kyle Schwarber or no? Did you watch Schwarbs?
Yeah, I saw it.
Okay.
Yeah, I saw it.
What'd you think?
That's what he does. I mean, you know, it's basically. It's a BP pitcher, okay? But he's the kind of guy that he knows where it is, and he can hit it a long way, okay? And something like what he did last night possibly could, I know it wasn't like a regular pitcher being on the mound facing 95 or 100, okay? But getting that MVP award or whatever, and, you know, something like that could help him the next 2-3 months. Okay?
Now, Herb, it's interesting.
For this team to do what they want to win the World Series, okay?
That's right, Herb. I appreciate your phone call. Thank you so much. Now, interesting. He is not the first person to bring up potentially getting a spark and a rise out of that moment. And I said previously to a caller, would I be interested in buying stock? I said I'd put a couple pennies on it. All right, I'll dabble. But let me tell you this. If we are hoping and praying that hitting 3 batting practice home runs is going to change the trajectory of the second half, that is bad. It's just bad. If you're thinking about a World Series, and I'm just using this as a jumping off point, Herb, I love you. But I've heard it now a few times that this could be the change. This could be the difference. This could be why. And I want you to be right. I want that to be the case. I'd imagine the reason why would be because they actually get better talent at the deadline more than it is Kyle Schwarber hitting batting practice home runs. But if you need to rely on a batting practice home run to spark you and give you energy, then you're in rough shape. Think about it. We believe that the run in the second half could be because of a batting practice home run? I don't know. I like to think We're going to win the championship because we have a great team. We're going to win the championship because we excel at X, Y, and Z. We're going to win a championship because our starting pitching is the best we've seen in a long time. We're going to win because blank, 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 blank. And if all of those things I just said are highly respectful, and I think the starting pitching is, but getting timely hits and all that, that's been a problem. The offense going quiet. If we're going to win a championship, we should be talking about that. We shouldn't be talking about last night. And the fact that we're relying heavily on last night maybe being a spark plug, I think tells you where this team is, almost. That's how I see it, personally.
Heading back to school? Head to DSW first and save up to 25% on select styles from big deal brands. Score major savings on must-have shoes and accessories from Nike, Adidas, Crocs, Reebok, Hey Dude, and Under Armour. You don't want to miss this one. These brands are almost never on sale. Whether you're prepping for the kids' first day back or just for a busier calendar, get up to 25% off A-plus styles for women, men, and kids at your DSW store or DSW.com for a limited time.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right. Okay, Andrew, you're on WIP.
What it do, bro?
What it do?
Hey, I got a couple trades. I got a big one. Hopefully, Dave can get something done at the deadline. And we're looking at the team that used to play in Oakland. I know it's been talked about last year, but I think that we could get a done deal with Mason Miller, Brent Rooker, and a catching prospect of theirs, Daniel Susak. If you want to look up his stats, you can. He's a good catcher, hitting well in AAA. And I propose to them Brandon Marsh, Mick Gable, and maybe Stott. They need a second base guy to pair Wilson or Eduardo Tate, whatever prospects they want to put together. But a package around Marsh / Stott
would
and
you,
Abel.
Well, let me ask you this. And what was the A's giving? It was Mason Miller and Rooker?
Rooker and a catching prospect.
Let me ask you this. If you're the A's, would you do that?
Yes and no. Depends what kind of prospect package you're getting. I think if Tate's in there, yes, because they need a younger catcher. They also need a guy if you want to throw Stott in there instead of Marsh to pair with their Wilson, their infield. So I definitely think about it. And if they need Tate in that deal, even if they need a guy like Crawford in that deal, I think he's the least viable of the big three. So I think Dave can go and talk and get that done.
I'm just saying, personally, when I hear you say that, it seems very Phillies heavy. where you're getting, if you're giving up Bryson Stott, the A's then go, oh my God, the Phillies, who have been in the World Series with Bryson Stott as a starting second baseman, is now kicking him to the curb when it's go time to try and win a championship. And Brandon Marsh isn't very good, and everybody knows that. So I think it's very, and I get it, we're Phillies fans, we want the best package in return, but I don't think that intrigues me a lick if I put the foot on the other, if I put my shoe in their feet or whatever it is, feet in their shoe, whatever. I think it's very Phillies one-sided, but it makes sense because we want the best package in return.
Athletics need a third baseman, so they
oh, you want to throw Boehm. I think Boehm is more interesting than Stott or Marsh.
They need controllable young pieces and starters that are controllable as well that they can bring to Vegas in 2 years. So that's what they're looking for right now in the market. But the thing is these teams that are bad, they don't need to sell at all because they know how parity the league is. There's a million teams competing, so they're not going to make a trade until one of those teams loses out, and then they got to get desperate. And then that's when the A's will be like, yeah, come over here. Give me everything you got before we move over to Vegas. Then we have five controlled young guys instead of Luis Cerveno, who wants to get out of there right now.
So. Yeah. What's your point, though, Andrew? I would do it. I mean, what you proposed, I would do. I don't think the A's would do it, but I hope I'm wrong.
I got one more, too, bro.
Okay.
Go and get Roldis Chapman for whatever quadruple A guys it takes. I mean, he's going to be a rental this year. He looks like a stud. I mean, I know there's people have been saying, oh, he looks like he's on, like, steroids or whatever. But, I mean, he's been lights out this year. I think he'd solidify our bullpen. He'd be a great lefty out of the pen.
Sure.
We can't rely on Romano. Strong 50-50 right now. We need a dependable guy.
Yeah. Hey, if they go get Chapman, I could be on board. Andrew, thank you for the call.
Red Sox are winning, baby. They're not selling nothing.
I know, but it was a hot topic for a while.
He'd probably be the best option by far. He's probably the best closer in Major League Baseball right now.
Well,
but they need that.
I would easily be okay with a Chapman move. But yeah, I would find a way to do a double dip where you can get a bat and a reliever in the same deal. I think that's the way I would try and lean. This happy hour, 5 o'clock hour, a little happy hour action, sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Take advantage of Guided Door and Window's big summer sales event. Receive 40% off all windows and doors. Call 1-877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. Wow, I got to say, I want to say thank you to the people. I know we still have some time here as we wind down, if you will. But a lot of Sixers talk today. A lot of Sixers talk. And truth be told, I didn't know how it would...
It's not easy.
Bite into it or not. But I can only do so much. And I can only express my feelings so much. And then it's on you guys to react accordingly, react the way that you feel is respectful and responsible. And I just want to say thank you. I chose to just lay my feelings out on the table and tell you how I feel about this Sixers group in the middle of July after a Paul George injury. And I didn't know how it would go. But you guys did a tremendous job responding with either very similar thoughts or some say, suck it up, Rhodes. This is who they are. Shut up. You're wasting your breath. You're wasting your energy. You're wasting your high blood pressure, if you can waste that. I don't know. But you're wasting it on Sixers. This is who they are. And I know, I don't want them to be this. That's my problem. That's why I'm outraged. That's why I'm angry. That's why I'm upset. I can't stand that we are here as a city with this basketball team right now. I need to have a team that is respectful and that is competent. And I need to see them play on a night-to-night basis with a purpose, with growth and development, and going towards the end goal, which is to get this city a damn championship. Is that too much to ask? That's what I need to get. And that's how I'm going to hold this franchise accountable, is by demanding that when we get to the NBA season. And the fact that we're already dealing with a bunch of controversy with Paul George needing surgery, VJ Edgecombe, and is it the thumb, is it the wrist, Daryl Morey saying different things. Even though it's clearly in a better spot now than it was a week ago, it's just more BS from Sixers Medical. And then you get this big story on ESPN, which, it's all about Embiid and his journey to where we are now. I think there are some sad things in the story. Sad meaning very deep and detailed things that went on in his personal life that hit heartstrings. And then I think there are some things on a basketball side that I wish we had more maturity out of Embiid. And I guess I have to preface this every single time. I am a Joel Embiid fan, so I think I am very objective with my criticism with him. Some of the basketball criticism and his mentality, I think, is fair and reasonable. And that showed, unfortunately, in this ESPN article as well that was very, very long. And I don't know what to do. I don't know what the answer is. Ideally, I would trade Embiid. I would trade Paul George. And you would take a few steps back, but I think you have to take a few steps back to spring forward. I think that's where we're at. I'm not telling you it's easy. I'm not telling you it's even possible with the way these two are getting paid, but that's what you have to do. You got to find a way to get a whole new brand, a whole new identity, a whole new facelift, and it's physically impossible to do that with Joel Embiid here. With him here. You could try and pass it off to the next guy and pass the leadership roles to Maxey and others, but with Embiid here, it physically won't happen. So that's where this begins. I don't think they see it the way I see it, but that's the truth. And I'm going to have to hold them accountable because I can't go through another journey and waste another season where they don't matter. I can't do a team not mattering. It doesn't really work with me. It doesn't flow with me. I miss the days of having hope. No, my hope was off base. My hope was, unfortunately, not the result I wanted by the end.
I miss seeing Instagram stories of awesome pregame shows down at the stadium and then thinking in my head, damn, I wish I was there.
Yeah, dude, the energy.
I wish I was there.
8 o'clock, TNT, second round,
so
Sixers
fun,
Celtics.
Man. Like, dude, the way that the stadium just used to erupt. The pregame shows, the postgame
powerful,
conferences,
dude.
The Joel, the let me hear it. You know,
like yes,
like that is it's what we need, and it's we are a basketball city as much as people may have forgotten about it, especially with our big five in college basketball not performing as well. But we need basketball back because we have some of the most passionate basketball fans in the world. And right now, they have nothing to show for it. They have nothing to root for. And I feel for those people, man.
Yeah, it's disappointing. I really do remember the warm-ups and you got the guys in the warm-up gear and the music blaring and the speakers bumping. Yeah, dude,
man.
The whole thing.
It's a place to be.
And now, what?
Probably.
It's unbelievable. 215-592-9494. Coming up next, we will wrap up the show, taking your phone calls, getting your thoughts on where the Sixers stand, and if I'm overreacting and putting way too many emotions on the table for a group that doesn't deserve it. I just don't see it that way. We'll continue taking your calls as we tie a bow on this phenomenal program. It's Broads in for the afternoon show on 94 WIP. 5:30 Wednesday evening, Broads in for the afternoon show. 215-592-9494. That's the phone number. Sixers basketball. When will I see Sixers basketball again? Real Sixers basketball. Legitimate Sixers basketball. It's so sad. I remember the days, as we were talking about before break. If a game was at 8, I'd wake up on a... Let's picture this. It's a Tuesday. Okay? It's a Tuesday. Spring. Starting to get nice out. You're in shorts. Some would say it's a perfect day drinking type of day. That weather. You know what I mean? That nice weather day in the springtime. You go in Embiid jersey, nothing underneath. You go shorts, and you wake up and you go, it's game day, baby. It's game day. You got Drake. You got Lil Baby going. You know what I'm saying? You got Jay-Z going. You got Kanye in his prime going.
Nothing more reckless than a dude in a no undershirt and B jersey.
That's what I'm saying.
Jersey.
That's what I'm saying. You got Lil Wayne. Right? You're going back to datpiff.com, if you even remember that. Going back to the mixtapes.
LimeWire.
Lil Wayne. Yeah, the LimeWire life was real. But you got to go to datpiff.com to get some of those mixtapes. But, dude, you're thinking about it all day long. And you're picturing Embiid putting his hand up, waiting for a pass as he has it at the elbow. He does a couple jab steps right at the free throw line. Nothing but net. And he's doing a little backwards trot.
Little backwards trot, back on defense. Throwing a three up.
Dude.
Little pump up with the can you hear me?
Come on.
The two hands up. I don't even know what you call this.
The other team.
Raise the roof.
The Sixers are on a 15-2 run. And it's like, timeout. Hornets.
Dude,
I don't know why the Hornets would be in there, but. And then the whole place run. You know what I'm saying?
Dude, remember the graphic will pop up? Ben Simmons, Joel Embiid, 17-0 against Knicks in career.
Yeah, well,
never
now.
Lost.
Whoa.
What a time that was,
whoa.
Huh? Seems like 17 years ago.
And now?
I just found it. I remember we didn't do Creed.
Back
were
to
we supposed to do
no,
Creed?
I don't do Creed. I'm anti. I'm anti-Creed.
I'm not 6 feet down.
I'm anti.
I'm 6 feet above.
I'm anti-Creed.
At all times.
Well, listen, you're on thin ice over there with Mr. I'm not doing top 5 at 5, so. So now you technically you screwed up Creed too. So you didn't want to do 5 at 5, and you screwed up Creed. Even though I'm glad you screwed up Creed.
Just saying,
rough five o'clock hour.
Switch it up a little
rough
bit.
Rough 5 o'clock.
Give the people
hour
something different.
Well, I'll tell you what makes me happy: Benari Jewelers. Okay, now we're not doing a text line, but if we did, that would be brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Only at BenariJewelers.com. 215-592-9494. Let's go back to the phones. Let's go to Matt. You're on WIP. What's up, Matt?
I'm crying out, heaven save me.
Because I'm down on one last breath.
Oh, no.
With you, let me say.
All right, anyway.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah,
please.
Okay,
that's
please
enough of that.
Yeah, wrap that nonsense.
First of all, I wanted to say you guys look great on YouTube.
Oh, thank
you.
You
look amazing.
Thank you.
Yeah, you look awesome. So here's what I'm going to say. Embiid, Thief, George. What I don't understand about NBA basketball is that there are guys riding the bench that are making more in a year than I'm going to make in a lifetime. That bothers me a little bit. These guys have made the NBA game so ugly. I don't want to see big men playing the game. They look like giraffes out there loping up and down the court. It's unathletic. It's ugly. I want to see athletes out there. Joel Embiid has no business being on the court, as far as I'm concerned. Retire. His game is ugly. I'm tired of it. And here's the other thing with these guys. They want superhuman amounts of money to play the game. And yet I'm supposed to be understanding. Oh, my knee hurts. Hey, the guy who's making $40,000 a year, when his knee hurts, he has to go to work. If you're making $300 million, your knee hurts, you better go to work. Don't tell me you're a superhuman and need all this money and then be a baby because your knee hurts. And if your knee hurts that bad, then retire. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of it. I haven't watched the Sixers since Iverson, and I haven't watched the Flyers since Big E was on the ice.
Well, what's wrong with the Flyers? They're out there battling.
Well, no, I actually respect the Flyers. I'm pretty stoked for the Flyers. I mean, like I said,
change of attitude in like 0.2 seconds.
Me and my wife were huge hockey fans back when E was there. When Scott Stevens took E out, that was a tragedy. I know.
I think about it every night, unfortunately.
We're still waiting for that. But no, listen, the Sixers are just, it's done, man. It's done. Like, I'm tired. Like, call me in 10 years. Call me in 10 years.
See, so, and this is where, like, I don't agree with some of the stuff you're saying about the Embiid knee and thing, but whatever. Just the idea of call me in 10 years, I guess, and it's kind of perfect you brought that up because, dude, trust me, I get it, and I totally see where you're coming from, that wake me up when you're relevant and this and that, but I have a tough time because they will take 10 years. So do I actually allow for them to wake me up in 10 years, or do I try and push them so hard and back them into a corner where it only takes 3 because I'm right here ready to punch them in their face if they don't figure it out? You know what I mean?
I mean, that's fine, but you're talking about the types of money numbers that are untradeable. They're untradeable.
I know. It does feel that way.
They've given these guys have hamstrung
Yeah, but to be
us
fair, a lot of the years. Other teams do have bad contracts of not the same value, but because everyone gets paid so much, to your point, when you have to make the contracts match, there are other people making ridiculous, absurd amount of money where you can, in theory, try and make the money work.
Sure, but I mean, like, what are we trading trash for trash?
Yes.
I mean, I'm not going to get anything good. Look, the NBA is suffering from just you're overpaying too many guys. Plain and simple, the league needs to almost take a year off, readdress all these contracts because they're overpaying.
Well, the player,
100 guys are overpaid.
Sure, and Matt, thank you for the call. I want to say this off the rip. I don't agree. To me, it sounds like Matt doesn't like the NBA. I'm not telling you I love the NBA right now, currently, but I don't agree with the you got to man up if you have a knee problem. There's someone making $40,000 a year that has a knee problem. There's just a difference when you're playing professional sports, all right? Joel Embiid having chronic knee surgeries at 7'2" year after year after year does not relate to the the guy that works that has a – it doesn't relate.
7 feet guys hate to see him coming.
Yeah, yeah. It's not the same. So, but –
good call, though.
The frustration I feel is there. I get that part of it. It'll wake me up when they're relevant. It's just hard for me. It's almost a perfect description of how we came up with the show today.
Right.
It's hard for me to do that because they will take forever.
That's the thing.
And I don't want to wait forever.
Same with the Phillies. It's like, dude, you gotta watch the season. It's not wake me up when the playoffs come. Because, like, listen, we know what happens in the playoffs when they don't do anything. That's why we're trying to push you guys into making something happen at the deadline. Like, we need the Sixers. We need you guys to get something here because we know that it literally will take 10 years if there's not pressure that's put onto their shoulders. Because everything's not fine. As much as they want to make it seem like that and tell everyone, oh, it's fine. Like, we have a plan. It's not fine. It's fine to you guys, but not to anybody else.
And I also believe the money thing that's getting out of hand isn't an NBA problem. It's a sports problem. Juan Soto just got $800 million. And the NHL world, I know it's nowhere even close to what NBA and what MLB is touching, but there are guys who are now starting to get the $12 million a year, a $14 million a year, a $13 million a year. And in the NHL ranks, that is large for them because, for example, Sidney Crosby, who was the greatest for a long, long time, he was getting 8.7, and that was such a big deal of Sidney Crosby, 8.7. I mean, now guys,
I didn't know that.
Oh yeah, now, oh yeah, 8.7
for Sidney Crosby.
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah.
I thought that dude was making $50 million a year.
$50 million? Yeah, right.
Sidney Crosby, he must sell 25% of the NHL's profit in the last 10 years probably came from Sidney Crosby.
So he signed his big deal because he signed an extension. It was a 12-year, $8.7 million a year deal. So it was 12 years, $8.7 million a year from 2013 to 2025. And that was what he got paid. And nowadays, Mitch Marner is signing with the Vegas Golden Knights, and he got – what was his final – he got 8 years, 96, $12 million AAV for Mitch Marner. And in the NHL world, $12 million, that's a lot of money compared to what it was. All right, let's go to John in Center City. What's up, John?
What's up, bros? How you doing?
I'm doing good, man. How are you?
Yo, man, I was telling your boy in the street there, you got to stop stressing yourself, man.
I know, it's a problem.
We don't know anything. Do not know anything. Okay, we don't know good, we don't know bad.
Uh-oh.
Now, let's clarify one small thing what you said. You've been moaning it all day, right?
Mm-hmm.
Surgery. What it was a arthroscopic surgery. So they put little button holes in his knee. They don't cut it. A knife does not touch it. It's one of the most minimally invasive types of surgery that you could possibly do.
But it is surgery.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's Sergio.
He's not put under. He's not going to be in the hospital for a week healing up or whatever like that. Training camp, he said, yes, evaluate him at training camp. Well, training camp's still two months away. So what happens if he shows up at training camp and evaluates it and says, hey, you're good, dude.
Then I'm happy. Then we'll do a show about how happy I am about Paul George.
I'm just saying, I try to put a little bit of positive spin on
sure.
Because we don't know. We just don't know.
Okay, well, let me ask you this, John. Are you?
I will say this.
Go ahead.
They are all the communicators. They're all the communicators.
I had a little weird background noise there, and then he just dropped.
Couldn't hear him at all.
Yeah.
Towards the end.
Yeah, I don't know what just happened. Damn.
No, but he was his optimism made me a little happy when he called in. So I'm sure he'll give us a call back another time later.
He was trying to spin it positive that maybe part of... Listen.
That it's a small
If he's right... Listen, I know it wasn't the most severe surgery, but for Paul George last year to have all the injuries that he had...
His third one.
And for us to now start the off season with him trying to work out, him trying to go to the gym and do whatever he's doing...
You can't plan for anything.
It's
you don't know. You don't know who's going to be there. And they on the phone here. Yeah, he's calling back on him. But he played a career high in games the season before we got him, and he's had three injuries since he's been here.
I can't deal with that anymore. I can't deal with that anymore. But if there is a world where he returns and he's there for training camp and they are spectacular and he can average more than 16 points, but he averaged 16 points per game last year. He should be living in the mid-20s, especially in a year without Joel Embiid. There's more opportunities. There's more shot attempts. And he was already going to get a lot of shot attempts, but there's even more on the table for him without it. So I would love for Paul George to step in at training camp and be sensational, and then all this is for nothing, and then they end up being great. I mean,
that's the best.
I just want them to be great. That's the moral of the story of the show. All right, let's go back to John. All right, John, what's happening?
I'm sorry about that.
That's all good.
I just put you on mute. I'm on the subway, so I didn't want to make noise.
No, all good.
So, listen, yeah, so, again, we don't know. Now, here's one thing I can be extra critical of this organization. They communicate horribly.
Mm-hmm.
They don't give you anything. They don't think this fan base deserves to know anything. I don't really think they tell Nick Nurse the story about what's going on. You have all the interviews. I'll know when you know. You know what I mean? So... they need to communicate better, that's for sure. Right?
Yes, 1,000%. I agree with that.
So until we know something, we don't know anything, right? And then it, so I would just say, let's try to be positive. Let's just wait until we know something, because we don't know. And like you said, he could be ready, and then we'll take it from there. We're ready to go. You know?
Do you believe Joel Embiid can be healthy enough to help us get to the promised land?
Here's what I'll say to you. Joel Embiid is still a talented guy. You could go with a 70% Joel, and he could still get us there with the other parts that we put around. Now, I would still need 70, 80% of Paul George, and then you need McCain to stay healthy, and you need, you know, Maxey to continue to grow. And by the way, so you guys know, Maxey's not ready to be a number one yet.
No, I don't think he ever will be. I like Maxey a lot, but I don't think he's a number one on a championship caliber team.
Correct. And no one's going to take these contracts. So let's just live with it. You know what I mean? We're just playing in the moment. And then when we know something more about what they're doing, then we just start bitching. I'm sorry. So you start complaining.
I got you. All right, John. I appreciate the phone call. Thank you so much. So.
Seth is working well.
Yes, you can hear that. And listen, you got to get to work. You got to get to work. I got you. I respect the grind.
Maxey is a number one.
No. I don't even think he's a number two.
No, I mean, listen, the love that I have for Maxey, it's so great. But it's tough because it's where does he fit right now with all these missing pieces, with all this turnover, with all this who's going to be playing.
Like, I actually feel better about Maxey now than I did before, because I always thought the timelines were out of touch. You had Embiid's timeline, you had the Ben Simmons thing, you had Maxey's timeline, and the Ben and Joel was supposed to align. It didn't. But the Maxey, he was a few steps behind, and he was trying to play catch-up. And to his credit, he did a remarkable job of putting everything on the line and showing such great development year in and year out. But it never really aligned with Joel Embiid. Now I'm seeing the next wave of Sixers basketball being aligned more with Maxey, with Maxey, McCain, and VJ. It's just Maxey can't be the best. Unless I was always tied into thinking NBA superstars win championships. The Pacers didn't win a championship. Tyrese Halliburton, see, it depends on how you personally label superstar. LeBron, superstar. Kobe, superstar. Superstar. Tyrese Halliburton's not a superstar. All right. Now, I don't know what SGA is. But
he's an MVP now. He's a superstar. He's going to be a superstar.
But see, he's not LeBron.
He's not, well,
you know what I'm saying? No, I don't think Maxey's as good as SGA. So to put it in perspective there, but I'm saying I don't know if you need Kobe, LeBron, and Steph Curry to win a championship anymore the way I used to think you needed that, or else you didn't have a chance. Now, Halliburton lost, and they did not win a championship. I would take that Indiana ride compared to what the hell we're dealing with now, obviously. But I wonder, is there something to that way of thinking that I don't need to sell my soul for the superstar thing?
Yes.
And you can build with Maxey, McCain, and VJ, and that work.
Dude, three-headed, the whole let's make a super team, that is what kills teams now. You see it with the Bucks. You see it with the teams that are competing, OKC, Indiana. Even the teams that kind of lasted longer, Denver and stuff like that, they're not three-headed monsters. These guys have depth, and that's they outlast teams. And the quicker of a pace that you can play in the playoffs now, it's not that old-fashioned Kobe, Shaq, half-court basketball. These Indiana and OKC were
sprinting back and forth
for four quarters the entirety of the series. We have no one that can compete with that, that can keep up with that. The depth that they have on their benches, that's what made them so good, because, God, it's just one after the other. The big three, the three stars, and then a bunch of bums and a guy who sits in the corner to take threes. AKA Eric
Mike
Gordon.
Miller.
Mike Miller. That stuff's done, Miller. Man. That just slows you down. And then when the younger guys like SGA and them get the ball, they're running laps around you guys, because some guys can't get back in down the court in time. I'm not naming any names, but you need depth. You need speed, and you need youth, and you need to be able to compete with anybody.
And that makes me feel better about the Maxey timeline compared to where it was when we were trying to build through the Harden and Embiid stuff. So maybe there is a silver lining there, but it's how do we get out of the Embiid stuff? How do we get out of the Paul George? We can't wait, because if we wait, I'm going to be 75. I mean, seriously. I can't wait that long.
Talk about how old the kids will be then.
No, right? I know. Well, if I'm 75, they'll be 40.
Dude, what if they get? What if
45?
They get 45? What if they get like 3 Sixers championships in like their first 30 years?
Then I would
years.
Be proud because
be,
that means I got
crazy.
3.
Oh yeah,
that means I got 3.
It'll be great for them. They won't know about this, will they?
Well, there's a chance they will.
If they wait 10 years,
there's a chance they will, and that's damn unfortunate right. for them too. All right, listen, Alex, call on the ones and twos. Thank you so much for producing today's fine program. I want to thank all the callers. I had a lot of fun today. All right, I was just so mad about the Sixers after hearing about the Paul George stuff. I just needed to pour all my emotions out for 4 hours, and I greatly appreciate you listening to my venting session. I will be back tomorrow, same time. So I will be back filling in for the afternoon show tomorrow. I believe Devin Caney will be with me tomorrow, so we will have you covered. And on Friday, just so you don't forget, I will be at Chickies and Pete's for the afternoon show with Al Morgani. So a little double dip on the orange and black. Let's go Flyers!
Woo!
Actually, what did the one caller say? I was off with my cadence.
Yeah, you got to slow it down. Let's go Flyers.
But it was, let's go Flyers. I don't know. I'd have to go back to the tape and listen. Anyway, that's going to do it for me. I've talked enough today. All right. Coming up next is going to be the one and only Rob Ellis. A little Ellis in the evening. You're not going to want to miss 1 second of that fine program. For me, it's Broads. I'm out of here. And it is the WIP Afternoon Show.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply.
Issued by WebBank in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.